Hello and welcome. It's hour number three of our radio program, the Detroit Lions, the last team to not taste victory this season. We can't say that. The Lions will go winless because they have won a game. They upset the Vikings on a late Jared Goff touchdown pass. Is this game more significant for the Lions getting a win or for the Vikings getting the loss? We discuss that and more right now in hour number three. It is not the purple people eaters. It is more like purple puke after that performance. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are brought together again in the air everywhere as we come in all shapes and sizes, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful, mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the whittle as we whittle down the overnight hours down to size here, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the North Woods. So they say in sports that things go hot and cold. You're not always hot, you're not always cold, but they run hot and cold. And our lead this hour comes from the Motor City. The Vikings visiting town for an NFC North matchup. And if you had the Lions not winning a game all season, you are a loser. You are a big fat loser. If you didn't see the game, you missed quite the finish here. As the Detroit Lions matriculated the ball down the field and Jared Goff threw an 11-yard touchdown pass as time expired. The Vikings had to throw in the sponge. The previously winless Detroit football team gets a 29-27 win over the Minnesota football team in the Motor City. Goff led the Lions on a 75-yard matriculation of the football on the deciding possession there without a timeout. That is a mortal sin for the Minnesota defense. That came after Kirk Cousins had thrown a go-ahead 3-yard pass play for the touchdown to Justin Jefferson with a minute 50 left. You assumed at that point that the Vikings would hold on and win the game. But no! The Vikings failed on a 2-point conversion for the third time. And knock, knock on the door. That's opportunity. The Lions taking advantage. Goff throwing 2 touchdown passes in the first half. Detroit actually led this game. They were the ones that were in the lead. Minnesota came back to take the lead. Detroit ahead by 14 points. And that was the biggest lead the Lions have had all year in a season of stink bombs. What smells? P.U. That would be the Lions. But against the Vikings, the Lions have met their match. And they have found someone who is at their level. And then, of course, Jared Goff in the second half allowed Minnesota to rally back in the game because that's what Jared Goff does. He turned the ball over twice in the second half. But in the end, the Lions come out victorious. The better story here in the losing locker room as the pedal to the metal in the Twin Cities. Let us discuss the question. Is this game more significant for the Lions winning, getting off the schneid, or for the Vikings losing? And the answer here, it's not even close, is Minnesota. It's rather insignificant that the Lions ended up winning this game. They'd already had a tie, so they weren't going to lose every game. It's just a matter of whether they won or not. But the better story is on the Minnesota side, as this should be the final nail in the coaching coffin of Mike Zimmer. And I've got the tetanus shot blueprint and Mike Lindell. And we will combine all of these things together into a nice, neat Maller monologue. We'll see where this takes us. All right, so A, there is no way that Mike Zimmer can justify his job. When he gets called in to the principal's office and says, Mike, can you please explain to me how every other team has taken care of the Lions? And some of the games have been close, but the Lions had never led by 14 points and you had to fight back and then blow the game against the Lions. How do you justify us keeping your job? Well, there's really nothing Mike Zimmer can say. It's a matter of when, not if, the Grim Reaper comes knocking at the door with a pink slip. And so that makes this a much more meaningful loss for the Vikings as opposed to a significant win for the Lions. What would the defense be, though, if you're Mike Zimmer? Well, we need stability. Well, is that really stability or is it mediocrity? Trying to defend the indefensible, a coaching sin to lose to the Lions in the manner that the Vikings did. Minnesota barely came back to beat the Lions the first time these teams played. Remember, that was a fluke of an ending in that game. And the reality is that Mike Zimmer's Vikings are lucky they didn't go 0-2 against Detroit. The biggest pushovers in the NFL in terms of wins and losses. Wins and blankety-blank losses. And the Vikings are fortunate they didn't go 0-2. They could very easily have done that. And so what the Vikings need at this point is a tetanus shot. They have been contaminated with stank. And they play everyone, the good teams and the bad teams, close, which puts them in an odd category in the NFL. Because the Vikings are able to play against everyone. They just beat the Green Bay Packers a couple weeks ago. And 2 weeks later, you lose to the Lions. I mean, that is, talk about helter-skelter. That's the definition of erratic. And that looks at, you look at the coaching staff, oh, we've had injuries. Well, everyone's had injuries. You know how we feel about injuries on this show, that is part of the business of football. And it is not a excuse card that is acceptable, that you should not be using that as an excuse. That's why you have backups. Now, part B of this, Minnesota, they don't have an obvious coach in waiting on staff. And that's where this gets dicey. So the question is, should Mike Zimmer be fired? Yes. And I was pro Mike Zimmer. I'm now off that bandwagon. Should Mike Zimmer be fired? Sure. But there's no one... there's no one to pivot to and say, all right, let me throw the keys at you. You get to take over. The Vikings have a coaching staff built on nepotism. It's not what you know. It's who you know, or in this case, your DNA profile. Clint Kubiak, the spawn of a longtime NFL coach, both head and offensive coordinator. The co-defensive coordinator is Adam Zimmer, the coach's kid. It's the family business, which leaves on the staff the co-defensive coordinator, Andre Patterson, or the special teams coach, Ryan Ficken. Either one of those two cats to be the interim head coach, and that's it. There's no one else that you look at and say, well, there's an obvious choice to be the interim coach of the Vikings. So you have to believe that that was part of the blueprint of Mike Zimmer. This is not his first rodeo. He's been around a long time. And so when you put a staff together like this, you've insulated yourself to some degree. It makes it that much more difficult on ownership. If there was someone in waiting that was a hotshot coach who you could say, that guy right there, let's see what that guy can do to close out the year, then you'd make the obvious move. But there's no name that I'm looking at, unless I'm missing something here, and maybe I am, but there's no one I'm looking at the coaching staff that I say, okay, that's the guy. So it's hard to fire the coach with a few weeks left when you have no clear coach worth his salt to take over. Now, the risk is that if you don't fire Mike Zimmer, that there's such a up and down Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde team that they start winning a few games and now they end up in the playoffs and they become playoff fodder as the last team in. In the NFC, you just have to be .500 to get in. And Minnesota comes right back and they play Thursday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the Thursday game this week in week 14. So it's a quick turnaround, and the Steelers are not an invincible team. There's a team that the Vikings could go out and win that game, and then they're back in the win column, and then what do you do? And so you look at job security. If the Vikings are going to get rid of Mike Zimmer, it's got to come down here early in the day on a Monday. When the sun comes up, the announcement should be made. Now, again, the odds are that Zimmer's gone, but not right now. That this does not happen immediately because there's no one in waiting there. Minnesota has the Bears twice. Those are games that you figure you win. If they beat the Steelers and then the Bears twice, that's three more wins. So then they have to either beat the Rams, and depends which Ram team shows up, and then win at the Packers. But there's a path to the Vikings to still make the playoffs. So this should be a fireable offense based on performance by the Vikings. All right, last word here. So let's go over to the Lions. Jared Goff getting credited with a victory for that late game-winning drive, and it would not have been possible without the generosity. It is the season of giving, and the Minnesota Vikings, a franchise known as the Purple People Eaters back in the day for their aggressive defense and their dominating defense, but what a bunch of softies on defense here. For the balance of this game, Jared Goff was the same old Jared Goff. Blah. For 58 minutes, roughly, give or take, it was the same Jared Goff. He had a couple of touchdowns. He had an interception, a passer rating around 90, a little over 90. That is about where Jared Goff has been in his career. Then, at the 58-minute mark, Mike Zimmer and the Viking defensive staff, which is really just Mike Zimmer, said, you know what, let's just kind of play a soft defense, prevent defense. And then Jared Goff went 9 out of 13. That includes a spike, so really 9 out of 12 for 80 yards and the touchdown, and that is a 120.2 passer rating on the final drive. So really, the Vikings, I don't know if they're sponsored by Mike Lindell, but that is a MyPillow type of performance there by the Minnesota Vikings defense in the final part of the game. And the biggest sin of all is the defense on the final play, what turned out to be the game-winning touchdown, no time left. You're playing 10 yards back, and it's akin to, in baseball, we see this where you play defense, play the infield up, and you're trying to throw out the runner at home plate. And that turns a 265 hitter into a 365 hitter, and it turns a marginal quarterback, a below-average-to-average quarterback, Jared Goff, into a top-notch quarterback. You go from second rate to top-notch. Jared Goff's eyes turned into saucers on that final drive. And so Dan Campbell gets into the win column. Detroit, it's perfect for the Lions because they get the win, but because they are so far behind everyone else, they still maintain the number one pick in the 2022 draft. So it's a win-win. But the story here is on the Viking side of things. My goodness. Here is Mike Zimmer trying to rationalize another loss in a nail-biting game for his Vikings.
Played all these close games. They're going to come down to either win or lose. And that's just the way the NFL is.
That's just the way it is. Let me quote a movie. All right, here's more. Here's Mike Zimmer. Again, you'll hear the question and the answer about the state of the Vikings.
How is the team doing after a loss like this?
I already told you what I said to them. They're not doing good.
Yeah, they're not doing good. What about you? You're not doing good either. My goodness. Pathetic. Now, I had the Lions, and so I was happy that I thought the Lions were going to lose late like they usually do. And the Lions have shown a lot of perseverance, but they're a bad team. And oh, my God. Unbelievable. For both games, Minnesota would be lucky to win one. I guess you could argue they're lucky to lose this one, or unlucky to lose this one, the way that the Vikings defense gave up the lead. But you're playing that prevent defense, and disastrous. All right, we'll take your phone calls if you would like to be part. Who's going to be the new coach of the Minnesota Vikings next year? Man, oh, man. We might have to give advice to Mike Zimmer on what he's got. That Instagram booty model girlfriend, does she stay with him if he loses the Viking job, or is that true love? Who knows? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 if you'd like to be part of the festivities. Up in the air. What is up in the air? We'll get to that, and we'll do it next.
Coochie.
Hey.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
comes Malaclaus, here comes Malaclaus, right down Malaclaus Lane. He's got hot takes and bloviations, he's on the air again. Eddie Garcia, Justin Cooper, Raider Roberto too. 8 days a week, content's coming to you, cause Malaclaus comes tonight.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Sexy boy.
And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Maller Claus.
Well, we have a Eddie Garcia highlight we'll play later as soon as I get the green light, Eddie. We have a highlight of yours that we want to put in the spotlight. So I look forward to that. As soon as the guys give me the green light, we will play that. And it'll be part of our collection of drops. And I bet you don't even realize what you said.
I don't.
You don't. What do you think you said? This goes back to the top of the hour. You don't realize what you said?
Nope.
All right, I don't want to give it away. As soon as the guys edited it up, we'll play it. Matt,
it still won't be as good as any of your drops.
Well, I disagree.
You're hyping it up way too much.
I am not hyping it up too much.
It wasn't funny.
It was hilarious. In the proper context, edited the right way, it's an hilarious drop. Is what it is. Coop, any drop that's not my drop, Coop thinks is a sub.
No, we all bad drop. Your drops are the best.
No. Your drops. And unfortunately, they don't highlight enough of your drops.
Eddie doesn't say ridiculous things.
But as the news guy, when Eddie says stuff and it comes out the way that it came out at the top of the hour, that's noteworthy. And we need to highlight that. The listeners love it. They demand.
I don't think so.
Eddie drops. When he said the Canadians beat the Canadians, that's one of the great all-time drops
on
the show.
It was an inter-squad scrimmage.
Yeah.
The red-white game.
Well, we'll see. And again, I feel like I'm getting pushback here. I feel like the guys aren't going to, they're not going to properly cut this up, and then it'll just die by the side of the road. Moving Man Matt in Boston writes, and he says, waking up with the Ben Maller Show as I am about to relocate myself up the I-5 from Mighty 690 land in San Diego to the mothership of FSR. Watch for the rolling marquee in the L.A. area today. A-plus Lions monologue with a cheap shot at the Vikings. Hashtag Maller up. Yeah, that is a beautiful rig. And I have actually stopped by and seen this rig. The Moving Man Matt, Maller Militia, hashtag Maller Militia. And then that's in blue. And then it's got the name of the show, the Ben Maller Show. It's got the Fox Sports Radio on it. And the timer on right there. It's beautiful. That is an impressive. How much do those big rigs cost? Like $100,000, right? The rig. So that's an expensive billboard with Moving Man Matt. Check it out in the LA area. Bring the kids out. Take photos. J Dot in Utah writes in, says the Detroit Lions just won their first Super Bowl with Jared Goff as your MVP. Is Jim Harbaugh walking through those doors next season as Detroit Lions head coach? I don't know on that. If Harbaugh was going to leave, you would think he would have left before Michigan got back in the college football playoff.
Rams are 8-4 after rolling over the Rams.
Play that again.
Rams are 8-4 after rolling over the Rams.
Yeah, there you go. See, Eddie, you said the Rams are 8-4 after rolling over the Rams. Unbelievable. It's a great drop right there.
Boy, that's hilarious.
Now, Roberto, can you play that? Play that again, and then you can ram it all day, ram it all night. Can you play that back-to-back? Can I request a drop on the show?
1 second here.
All right. He's working on that right now. I'm excited about this. This will really dress it up, Eddie. This will get the comedic value. Here we go.
Great for the show.
It's going to be good.
Rams are 8-4 after rolling over the Rams.
You can ram it all day and ram it all night.
Fake laugh. Fake laugh.
God. You know what? Let's skip lame jokes of the week this week, and we'll just play that over and over for
the entire
segment.
Eddie drop? That's a great idea. That's a good idea.
Maybe we can cut up Ben's fake laugh.
That was a belly laugh, Eddie. That's a belly laugh, and that's what the listeners are doing. They're belly laughing right now. Belly laugh.
Fake laugh.
This portion of the Ben Maller Show brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at Visit Vegas. Visit Las Vegas. Alf the Alien Opiner writes, Eddie, just because you screwed up, listen, that's fine, it happens. Not to professionals like myself. Alf the Alien Opiner says, I feel like you did not finish your monologue. Both Zimmer and Dan Campbell should be looking for work today. Detroit did everything possible to lose that game until they didn't. I think you're referring to the fourth down calls of Mike Zimmer, which is, of course, or not Mike Zimmer, of Dan Campbell, the decision to go for it. But to be even be in position for the Lions to be leading that game, to have a 2-touchdown lead over the Vikings. My God. E. Rocker writes in, says, A-plus on the Mallet monologue as a Packer fan. I love the Viking slander. Keep it coming. Those delusional, horn-blowing fans can keep being disappointed by their poverty team for years to come. Midnight Walker, who's a Viking fan, says, on an NFL Sunday in the great Motor City, the Vikings did come out to play, but they just weren't ready. Their kneecaps got bit. Minnesota, it wasn't your day. Yeah, he's a poet. The Midnight Walker is a poet. Robin Vegas says, solid monologue, Moneyball Maller, pathetic performance by many, but have no fear. The Detroit Lions will still F up the number one pick. They screw themselves out of a higher pick every single year. The Kitties will win two more games and hand Houston Hutchinson book it. So he says. All right, let's take some phone calls. It is a call-in show. Who do we have? Let's say hello to Hollerin' James in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Hollerin' James. I went to him right away, too. I don't hear him snoring, though.
He just called.
Yeah. I bet you his phone's on mute, and he doesn't realize how to get it off mute. I'm guessing that's what the situation is, that he's yelling right now. It's, I'm here. He's screaming. He's pounding the table, and we can't hear him because he has the mute button pressed on the phone. So, Holler and James, figure that out and call back, okay? Let's go to the
phone. He could be our worst caller.
Holler and James? Something about Hollerin' James is charming, though. He's such a big fan, and he tries so hard. I really appreciate his work.
Yeah.
I do. Let's go to Ty, who's in the great state of Louisiana. Hello, Ty.
Hello, guys. First of all, as a Saints fan, it makes my heart happy to see the Vikings lose.
Your heart is smiling right now, Ty, from side to side. That's great.
And
so you're taking that Schadenfreude, Ty, is what that is. You're taking Schadenfreude.
And for all the people that want hockey updates, they should tune in to KKTY and listen to AC Slater give out scores.
All right. Yes, Ty. Thank you. All right. There you go, Ty. Ty and Louisiana. All right, Hollerin' James is back. I believe I diagnosed the situation properly. Hello, Hollerin' James.
The roar has been restored. The roar has been restored.
James, how do you feel about Kubaloop saying you were the worst caller on the show?
I feel very disgruntled.
I said maybe.
That's a weasel word.
He meant in his heart, he meant that you are the worst caller.
Yeah. What do you think about Jared Goff now?
I'm so happy he's a Detroit Lion. I can't thank the Lions enough.
What happened to Matthew Stafford? Did he take over the position? Should he be MVP? He wears the number 10 like Fran Tarkenton.
Okay, thank you, James. Can the mute button be put back on?
Quality call.
Charming. Let's be honest. His best calls are when he's snoring.
Yes, that is accurate. And still one of the all-time great moments in show history. Hollering James playing a game show and winning a game show based on his snore cadence. It was outstanding. Too much or not enough. And Hollering James, based on when he snored and when he didn't snore, And it went down to the final question, and Hollerin' James victorious in one of the great moments. I've been doing this a long time. I've had a lot of silly things that have happened, but that's in the top five accomplishments all time. Jonathan in Delaware says, thank you for keeping me company tonight. Chronic sleep issues are made a little more manageable by listening nightly. Well, thank you, Jonathan. And without sleep issues, we would be really limited on how many people listen live. We'd be in a whole lot of trouble. Whole lot of trouble. Man, oh, man. Chuck writes in and says, will Eddie be suspended for making that mistake on the Ram game? Can we play that again? That Chuck here is requesting the possible suspension for Eddie Garcia based on his Ram update.
Rams are 8-4 after rolling over the Rams.
Oh, man. Well, it'll go to the highest levels of management. We'll have to see what management says. But you heard the audio here exclusively on Fox Sports Radio. The Rams rolling over the Rams. A shocking turn of events.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Now for credit card Gordon and others, we have a hockey note as the...
We'd like to alert all the affiliates down the line, hockey talk.
The Vancouver Canucks have cleaned house. They fired general manager Jim Benning and head coach Travis Green on Sunday. They out, they gone, and replacing them will be veteran NHL coach Bruce Boudreau of the Anaheim Ducks.
That's not the guy I wanted. You know who I want to get that job, Eddie?
Torts?
He sucked at a time we cannot suck.
He's been there already, and they're not going to bring him back.
Bring him back! Come on, man! We need him back!
He was not good there. He was there already.
And we sucked at a time that you can't suck.
Yeah, he's the great answers of all time.
No, you should like Bruce Boudreau. He's a big fat guy. You should like him.
I mean, I enjoy the fat coach, Eddie, but I needed the angry, surly coach back is what I needed.
No, he sucked at a time he shouldn't have sucked, and he's now a broadcaster.
Well, but these guys, I was reading over the weekend, some guy said Barry Trotz is on the hot seat. Is he on the hot seat, Eddie? Believe that? You do not believe that?
I do not believe that.
You don't think the Islanders are going to...
No, they got hit by COVID. They had like a 15-game road trip to start the season because their arena wasn't done. If they fire Barry Trotz, he'll be hired immediately. They will not fire him.
The Kings going to hire him?
I'd be totally fine with that.
Oh. Tweet that out, Coop. Eddie Garcia calling for the dismissal of the coach of the Kings, whoever that is. I don't know the name. Who's coaching the Kings?
Todd McClellan.
That doesn't do anything for me. All right, thank you for that, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show, and began this hour ranting about the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions game. Another wonderful ending. Classic ending, and Arik in Minnesota says, the Vikings failed on 3 2-point conversions. They kicked 3 field goals. They played prevent defense and gave the Lion receivers an 8-yard cushion in the end zone by Zimmer. That's Arik, hot Viking tweet right there. Hot Viking tweet. Alf, the alien opiner, says, Ben, I feel that the only reason that you didn't take over the morning show is because moving man Matt would have to redo the time slot on the rolling billboard. Well, that would have cost thousands of dollars, and I did not want that expenditure on the moving man. But the moving man, he said he's enjoying his time at home now more, but he's back on the road again. He's not been traveling as much recently, but he's back on the road doing his thing. Let's go to the phones, and we'll say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Mo. Let's go to Graham, who's in Minnesota. Hello, Graham. You are next on Fox Sports Radio.
Let's say, how's it going, Ben?
Graham, if I was any better, I'd be a Viking, but not a Minnesota Viking, because I would have just lost the game to the Detroit Lions.
First of all, I want to say proud to be a member of the militia here in Minnesota.
Well, thank you, Graham, for defending the honor of the show against hostile attacks from enemy combatants.
Secondly, I just want to say, after the Lions won, I just want to say that I think it's really cool how the game ball went to Oxford High and all the victims that were affected and the families that were affected by the recent shooting there. I just want to say it's cool that the Lions did a moment of silence before the game, and the game ball went out to the victims of the Oxford High shooting. So well done on the Lions for that.
It was a very nice gesture. I hope we can live in a world where we don't have to do those kind of gestures anymore. That would be nice also. But it was very nice of the Lions.
I also want to say that I do agree with you. I think the Vikings will get rid of Zimmer once the season is over, because the Lions' next two games are in primetime, and Cousins is terrible in primetime, and especially the Monday night game is in Soldier Field, and the Lions have not won their
There is a world, Graham, where the Vikings win enough and you don't have to be that good to make the playoffs in the NFC. There is a world where the Vikings make the playoffs, and does Zimmer keep his job if they make the playoffs?
I don't think so, because if the Vikings do make the playoffs, I think they're one and done anyway.
I would agree with you, but the stakes do change. I mean, the Bears, I know that you mentioned the stat about the Vikings not with Cousins not doing well in Chicago, but the Bears are terrible. I mean, you think the Vikings on talent should win that game. All right, we'll leave it there, Graham. Thank you for being part of the Maller Militia and spreading the goodwill throughout the Twin Cities. We do appreciate that. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox, the Insta Advice Line. Against my better judgment, I will leave a little extra time for the instant advice line than normal. Who needs our advice? Now, I'm leaning towards Mike Zimmer. I'm leaning towards Mike Zimmer. If there's somebody else in sports that you think can use the advice of the Maller Militia more, the wisdom, the knowledge, then recommend that person on Twitter. Otherwise, it's going to be Mike Zimmer. We will have, in all of its shining glory, the Insta Advice Line. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. It's the Insta Advice Line Unscreen Radio. This is where we give back the sage wisdom of the average sports talk radio caller. Can help someone in the world of sports. And who needs our advice this week? Well, no one swayed me away from the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings for now, following a loss, a game where the Lions led by as many as 14 points. Vikings had the lead late and saw the Lions matriculate the ball down the field with Jared Goff to win the game. So we're going to give advice to Mike Zimmer. Take as many calls as we can. If you're new to the show, this is Unscreen Radio. So as soon as you call in, it'll ring, 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 ring. And when you hear my voice, you are live on the air. There is no middleman. No middleman, no bureaucracy. It's just me and you. Keep it clean. And please do not attempt this if you are not a trained professional. Again, we're giving advice to Mike Zimmer on how to save his job in Minnesota. We'll start with you on line one. Hello, line one. You're on the air.
Should have listened to the Dixter and played better offense and defense.
That's right, and special teams. That's great advice. Well, Dick and Dayton is a great football pundit, much better than Chris Collinsworth, for example. Let's go to you on line two. Advice to Mike Zimmer on how to save his job in Minnesota.
Yeah, listen to Dixon and go fucking.
Okay, let's go to line three. Hello, line three. Another day
of wonder. $20.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate that. Check. I've actually got a bingo card here, Eddie, that I check off each box here depending on who calls in. I need the birthday guy for Roberto. We haven't heard from the Where's My Baseball guy in a long time. And, of course, our favorite caller from Boston. Hello,
and
line
Fudgy.
Four.
We need Fudgy.
Yes. Fudgy. Line four, hello.
Hello?
All right, line five is next. Hello, line five. It's the Insta Advice Line. No wasted time. Line five is next. Hello.
Happy birthday, Roberto.
Oh, there we go. Happy birthday to you.
Four more days.
Every day is your birthday, Roberto.
Yeah.
In fact, on your birthday, we're not actually going to wish you a happy birthday because it's your birthday. All right, let's go. Let's go to line six is next. Hello, line six.
Oh, happy birthday, Roberto.
Hey, happy birthday. Yeah. Back to back and belly to belly. For Roberto, line one is next. Hello, line one.
Number one.
Bring back the purple people eaters. You lost Super Bowls.
Okay, thank you. Line two, we're giving advice to Mike Zimmer on how to save his Vikings coaching job after losing to the Detroit Lions, the previously winless Lions. Hello, line two.
He needs a Miller Lite and some Poutang.
Okay, yes. Well, Canada, of course, poutine, very wonderful dish there. Line three is next. Hello, line three.
Two hands, $3.
All right, that guy got in it again. 877-99 on Fox is the number. We need Pencil Neck to call in. We haven't heard from him in a while. Hello, line four. You are next, line four.
Holler and James for quarterback.
Oh, Tammy in Montana. James, there's your favorite caller of all time.
Where are the white women at?
Shouting your name out, hollering, James. How exciting is that? Line five is next. Hello, line five.
He should take some advice from Matt Nagy.
Yeah, there you go. Take advice from Matt Nagy. That's working out very well for
Coach
Nagy.
Take that for data.
In Chicago. Line six is next. It's the instant advice line. In a split second, you could be on the air if you call us up here at 877-99 on Fox. Hello, line six. All right, line six is not there. Still no Fudgy call there from Boston. Hello, line one. You're on the air, line one.
Number one.
What a shocker. The crappy New England Patriots are on the fast track to the Super Bowl because the officials refuse to call penalties against that team.
All right, that's our buddy from Maine who loves the Patriots, unless he doesn't. Let's do one more, only one more. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, I'll blame the Koopa Loop. Final call, instant advice, line Coop.
Line four.
Line four, you're on the air, line four.
Yeah, boy, you sure have a...
Oh, boy.